Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and I would like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed elected, official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
You said no?
Yep.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local offices on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat
very likely to vote.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65?
55 years old.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Gotten off on the wrong track.
Okay, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancements of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated of $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Don't know.
All right. If you had to choose, would you lean more to yes in favor or no against?
Well, probably more to yes in favor.
Yes, in favor, okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, in favor.
And would you say definitely or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again.
Sorry, I'm calling my dog. I'm sorry. Come on.
No worries.
Sebastian. He likes running off. So.
Oh, okay. I get you. Thank you. Okay, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. The proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, because I use those trails.
Okay, would that be a definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote
definitely
yes?
Yes in favor.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I don't know because I can't afford my property taxes going up any higher.
All right. All right, so in that case, the options are definitely vote yes in favor, probably vote yes in favor, definitely vote no against, or probably vote no against.
No.
Would that be no against?
Yep.
Okay, definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your point of view or to your opinion? I'll